Shamit. It's only the Rabbanan Dikaloche now that Shriyas is Meshamit. That if you don't collect your money by the end of Shemitah, you can't collect it anymore. That's only the Rabbanan now. And why? Zeicha l'shriyas. The Megatakon, how it was Midiraisa. Just like Midiraisa is Aloche that Shriyas is Meshamit. So now Bezman is there, Midirabbanan, you can't pay back the money. You can't collect your money. So it's only the Rabbanan Dikaloche that you can't collect your money anymore. So now it's good. And so, Roy, Hillel saw, Shenim Nu'ah Malahalvoy says there. Hillel saw the way that people stopped lending money. They were afraid they won't be able to collect the money back anymore. So people stopped lending money. So what did Hillel do? Omar, he stood up, Behiskin made a takana of a prusbul. He made a takana that a person writes up a special shtar called the prusbul, as if to say he means to give over all the shtaras to Bezdin, that they should be the ones to collect the money, that he's allowed to do, and now, with the Rabbanan, you're allowed to collect your money. So Gemara asks the question still, now we ask the question on the original Takana now, is it true, you're telling me now, according to Rebbe, that this man has there, there's no din shmita, there's no din shviya to be mishamah to choy. Bizman as there, since there's no din yovel, the karka does not go back to its original owner. The same thing, any money that people owe you, they still have to pay you. Midiraisa shviyas is not mishamet, does not stop the choiv, but rather the choiv, the loan, still applies, and you have a right to collect the money, midiraisa. Utkinu rabbanan to tishamet. So how come the rabbanan now have a right to come and stop that choiv? Like how could they tell the loiva, you don't have to pay back the money? Like Rashi says, the churah, the rabbanan now making the loiva is over nisa gezel. Like me, the yiraisa, so they have to pay back the money. So how could the rabbanan tell them, no, you don't have to pay back the money you borrowed? Since it's after shemitah now, you don't have to pay it back. Like how could the chacham do something like this? So they're being over there telling the people to be over nisa gezel. So the Moran says, Omer Abaya, Shevi Atasu. Yes, that's a klal. The Rabbanan have a right to be oiker, David Min HaTorah, if it's being oiker with a Shevi Atasu, just sitting back. Like here, they're not telling him to go and steal the money. He already has the money. The question is, does he have to pay back the money or not? So the Rabbanan have a right to tell you, sit back and don't pay back the money. That's called Shevi Atasu. Sit and don't do something. Since you're not doing an action, like the aver is not that strong, therefore the chum have a right to be oiker, to go against what the Torah said. That's called b'shevi atasa. Of course, they have to have a reason why they did it, l'migdemilsa, like here, they had a reason why they should do it, al zecher, for shvias. So they saw fit to do it, therefore the rabbonin, that's the dorm of the rabbonin, they have a right to be oiker, dove min haTorah, b'shevi atasa. Rava says
that hefka bez noyefka.
Rava says here is different. There's new aloha by money matters. Rashi says, Rava ma liyolam bein le rabbon and the polega the rebbe, v'yamri shriyas la shmotas milva v'zman azeh diraisa. Rava comes there to know that Hillel could even hold that v'zman azeh shmita applies that you can't collect your money midiraisa. We don't hold like rebbe. The two Shemitahs are not totally Zebazir. Even though we don't have Yovel Bisman is there, but still Nageyat the Halvos of borrowing money, the halacha still applies that at the end of the seventh year, Midiraisa, you are not allowed to collect your money. So if Midiraisa, you can't collect the money, the question was, how could Hillel come and make a takana that you are allowed to collect your money? The Khuri is going against the Torah with the Kumbi Yasei. So Gemara answers, Rav holds the new klal of hefka bez noy hefka. By money matters, the rabbanon have a right to take the money away from anybody they want. So therefore, even though midiraisa, you do not have to pay back the money, but still the rabbanon have a right to make a prusbul to make that you still have to pay back the money, because we have a right to take the money away from you. And where's the pasuk for this? The Yom Rav Yisrael Yisrael says, Minayin, how do we know this klal? Shehefker Bezdin Hoya Hefker. Whenever Bezdin goes and says somebody's money becomes Hefker, we still want to take away your money. Rather, they have to have a reason for it. But even without Kinyonim, if Bezdin says we want your money like to be Hefker, it's Hefker. Shenema, the Pasuk says, that v'chol asher lo yavol l'shloshes hayomim, whoever does not come at the end of the 3 days, ki atzas hasorim, like the heads told you to do, v'yaskenim and zakenim, is yochoram, kol v'chushoy, all your property should be like cherim, like should be hefka. And this is what the Anshik Nesek Adela said, v'yibodu mekal ha-goyla, they should be separated from the kal of the goyla. So you see, the Rabbanan have a right to make your property like cherim, like it doesn't belong to you. So therefore, by money matters, here there's no question of going against the Torah. By money matters, who says you own the money? So Rabbanan have a right to make your money hefker, as if it doesn't belong to you anymore. And Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Mehocher, Rabbi Lezer has another pasuk with this Yisoy. Another pasuk says like this in Yeshua, that Eile hal necholos, hashenochalu elozer akoyin v'yeshua benun. These are the shares of Eretz Yisrael that they gave out to the people, that Yeshua gave it out, and Elazar HaKoyin, for Rosh HaYavos, and the heads of the Avos of the fathers. So the question is, V'chima Inyan Roshim Eitzel Avos. Like what does the Rosh HaMchuri hear? These are the heads of the Shvatim. So why are they called Avos? Why are they called fathers? Like what does the Roshim have to do with the fathers? Like I should have said, Rashi says, V'Rosh HaMatos. It just should have said the head of the tribes are here. What does it say for Rosh HaYavos, heads of the father? So it comes to teach us that Leimelech comes to teach us Ma Ovis, just like by a father when he dies, Man Chilin Aspineyem, there's a Din Yerusha, that his property automatically goes over to his father, Kol Ma Sheyirtza, whatever he wants to give to one son to the other son. He can make Yerusha to give it, it goes automatically. Is Af Roshim, the same thing, the heads, the Bezdin, the Rosh, the Av of the Shevet, Man Chilin Om, Kol Ma Sheyirtzu. They have a right to give whoever they want the property. Says also Yisrael of Hefka Bezdin Hefka. What pertains to money matters, the Bezdin have the right to take it away from one person and give the money to another person. This is where the Mepharshim speak out why we really need these two psukim. Now they're two different psukim, they're two different limudim. Because in the klal of Hefka, Bez, and Hefka, there are two parts to it really. One part is, if Reuven owns money, Bezin has the right to say his money does not belong to him. They have a right to make it Hefka, that the money doesn't belong to you, Reuven, anymore. That's what we said before, more by Kedushin. When your man's Mekadosh and Isha, so the Rabbanu Levi have a right to say that the Kedushin is not Chal, because they have a right to say that the money that you gave your wife didn't belong to you. We made it Hefka first. That's one thing, that the Chum have a right to take away your money. But who says they have a right to give it over to a second person? That's the second pasuk here. Of a Yerusha, Yerusha is the Pshat, when the father dies, automatically his property goes to his sons. Even though the sons do not make a kinyan, still the property automatically goes to them. That's another part of Hefka, Bezin, Hefka, that Bezin has a right not only to take the money away from you, but they could also go and give the money to somebody else. So if even though midiraisa at the end of Shemitah, Shviyas is Shomut, that you do not have to pay back the money. Midiraisa, the loiva has a right to keep his money. But midirabonin though, he'll have a right to make a takonah of a prusbul, because of a reason that people should not stop lending money. So he made a takonah that the loiva's money like doesn't belong to him anymore, but rather that money belongs to the malva. Therefore the malva has a right to collect the money. So if it's not cool like you're going against the Torah, because in money matters, the Chacham and the Bezdin has a right to make a Hefka, Bezdin, or a Hefka. They have a right to take the money away from one person to give it to another one. Iboilu, you have a question like this. Ki hiskin hilu prusbul, when hilu was masakin a prusbul, ledore hu did talking, did he only make this takon of his generation? Oiduma maybe no, ledore almanami talking, he made this takon for the future generations also. Like Lalo Fever, he made this takona. That any year when it comes Shemitah, if you want to make it that you don't lose your chayvos, you can still collect your money right up a prusbul. So Mora says, L'maynach k'mina, what's the difference if he made it l'oilam or not? Live too late. If another bezel later wants to come and stop a prusbul, they want to say no more, you can't use a prusbul anymore. Do they have a right to do it or not? Is the Yarmut, if you're going to tell me, Ludori, who the Tikkin, Hillel only made a takon of his generation? So true, Kol Zaman, we don't stop it, we're allowed to do it. But now, Mavat Linen Lay, if another Bezdin later, even though they're smaller than Hillel, But if they want to be mevatel, stop this takana plusbol, so you have a right to do it. Because they're not going against Hillel. Hillel Iker only made it for his generation. But Eli Yarmut, if you're going to tell me, Lidori Alma Namitokin, that he also made this for the future generations, Loilom, if so, then the klal is Oein Bezdin Yochol Avato Divrei Bezdin Chaveroi, the next Bezdin cannot abolish, stop something that the earlier Bezdin made, Elim came Godel Heimenu Bechochma Beminion, that the klal only if the second Bezdin is greater, bigger than the first Bezdin in two things. They have to be smarter than them, Bechochma Uveminion. They have to have more Talmidim, there has to be more people there. You have to have more than just them. So therefore, that's the difference. If Hillel's takana was loilam, so then if another Chomam Bezdin wants to stop it, they can only do it if they're greater and have a bigger amount of people than Hillel had. So that's the question. What? So Mar says, Tosh Toshima, come in here. The Yama Shmuel, Leikasvinen Pruzbol, Elei Bebeidina de Surya, Shmuel said he could only write a prosbul either by the Bezdin of Sura, either by Dina de Nadoi, or else a strong Bezdin like Nadoi. And these were special Bezdins here, they had a right to enforce their laws. Rashi says, because a regular Bezdin is not strong enough to take away money, either Bezdin of Sura that was Rav, or the Dina Nadoi that was Shmuel. Now, these sagadat, if you want to tell me, Lidori Alma Nami Tokin, that Hillel made a takana for all the future generations, is so Bishar Bedina Nami Lichtavu. How come you can't write a prosbul in any Bezdin you want? How come you tell him you only special Bezdins? So Gemara says that's not a kasha. Dilma maybe ki Tokin Hillel Lidori Alma. Even if you want to tell me that Hillel made this takana for the future generations, but maybe Kagoin Bedina today, Ukravami Ravasi. He only made it in a Bezdin like him or like Ravami Ravasi, the Ali Maliafkuri Mamaina. Only in a strong Bezdin that they have the power to be Maisi Mam and they have the power to enforce what they say. Avalakuli Almalai, but with other Bezdin, a Bezdin that cannot enforce itself by taking away people's money or doing that, then they can't. But it could be Hillel made it to Konwell and Void. Just that you have to have a strong Bezdin, that could be a Fuke Mamayna. Toshma, coming here. The Yom HaShmul, Shmul says, Hi Pruzbul, this Pruzbul, Ulbuna de Dayana. It's an Ulbuna, we'll see later, it's Lavash says, Losh and Chutzpah. Some of a Chutzpah, like something not so nice, that the Dayanim do. And therefore Shmul said, Iyasha Chaylov, I will be strong, Avat Linu. If I had the power, I would be Mavatla Pruzbul. In other words, he doesn't like this, so you're going against like the Torah. The Torah says when it comes Shemitah, you can't collect your money. So he doesn't like the way Hillel made a takana that you could collect your money. So for the Gemara, Avat Linu, you would abolish it. I vo'ein bezdin yochol avato divrei bezdin chaveroi, helim ke god lamed avachachma v'minyin. But the kasher is, if you tell me now Hillel made a takana, lo'elam vo'ed, if so, a next bezdin cannot stop it, unless they're greater, the minion of a chokhmah, they have to be greater, more amount, and smarter. And Lechura, how could Rav do this? He wasn't that smart, he wasn't that great, he didn't have that much with him. I mean, Shmuel, how could Shmuel say this? There's Hochikoma. What Shmuel meant to say was like this. It just meant to say, if I would ever become greater and bigger than Hillel, then I would stop it. You know, he meant to say he doesn't like the takana anymore. All right, turn over. So it's no proof to what we're saying before. It could be Hillel was Masaki and approved Bula Dairus. So therefore, really, nobody could stop it unless they're greater and more than Hillel. So all Shmuel meant to say just was that if he would be greater and bigger than Hillel, he would stop it. But Lamaisi didn't stop it because he wasn't. So we don't have a clear proof whether Hillel was Masakan at Le'olam or just his generation. But this is what Shmuel held. The other Gemara says, Rav Nachman says, I kaimenu, the opposite. I would keep the takon of Pruzbul going. For at the Gemara, I kaimenu, mashmi, you would make it, for Makayim the Koy, it's still here. Like nobody took away yet
Hillel Sakona.
So what are you saying? You keep it.
The Moshe Zalka come. This is what
Rav Nachman means to say. Eima v'milsa. It was up to me.
I would even add on to the Sakona.
I would say something that the Afagav the Leikosov, even though somebody did not really write down a puzzle on the piece of paper on the star, Kekosov Dami.
I would have made it simpler, more easy for a person. Just the fact
that he wants to do it, that alone would be enough. And Rashi says, Oishiv Bezdin, the asker, I would make a takono, to stam malvin, any time you lend money, the yekim asur shosem le Bezdin.
Automatically, it should be considered as if you gave all the
yashtaros to Bezdin. The afagav, the loikos, even though you did not write up a prosbul. It should be like it's there. That's what Rav Nachman meant to say. It was left to him, he likes the takono.
In other words, he wants to make it easy for people to lend money, and therefore we'd make it easy
that every single malva automatically would always be able to collect back their money. But of course, like we said before, since there's such a cloud of hefka, bezdin hefka, that bezdin has a right to make these takonas. Now the Gemara says, Iboilu, I have a question like this. Hi, ulbano. What does it mean before the prusbul is called an ulbano de dayona? What does the word ulbano mean? Lishno de chutzpahu, does it mean to say it's lashno of a chutzpah, that they're not doing something so nice? Or lishno de chutzpah, the opposite. It's a nice way of talking. Well, Yasur Rashi says, elu lenachas adayonim, shriyat richu la'agva yismal v'sayim, lefnei shriyas. What it meant to say is, the reason why, you know, Shmuel is still saying he would have stopped it. But he meant to say is that the Bezdin has the chutzpah, that's like to make it easy for the Bezdin. Like this, if there's no prosbul, so everybody's going to work very hard to collect all their money before Shemitah. And Bezdin will have to work hard also to make sure people pay up. Like this, they made it easy, Bezdin takes it easy, that people don't have to rush. They can still collect the money even after Yovel. So that was the Shaila. What does the word Ubana mean? Does it mean a chutzpah, or does it mean they're taking it easy? Toshima, come and bring your proof. The Yoma Ula, Aluba Kala Shezinsa Bekerev Chuposa. It's like a chutzpah that a kala can't wait. She's about to have a chuppah. She can't wait till after the chuppah to have bia, but rather she has to live with him right away. That's like a chutzpah. She sees lashon of aluba means lashon of a chutzpah, something not so nice. So Rashi really goes on, bia goes on, kala jinsim chuposa, the Gemara says soon, that Omarav Mori brought the bashmuel, mikra, what's the posik for this? That the pasuk in Shir Shirim says, "Ad Shemelach b'msimoi b'msiba," when a Kodesh Baruch Hu the Shechinah was still with Klai Yisrael near the Nosan Reichoi, they did a chet that gave off bad odor. That an Amar Rava, the more Rashi says, "Shezinskei Chosam means Boid Shechinah v'Yisrael b'Sinai." Also, Egel, when the Shechinah was still by Hasinai, Klai Yisrael went and made the Egel. Didn't leave the Har Sinai till the next year. So when they did the Chet Egel, they were still there by the Har Sinai. So Miatas Posik of Walde by Har Sinai, they did this Nus, they did this Aveira of the Egel. And Omar Rav says, Adayin Chedivusahu, even though Kleiso did the Chet Egel, it's like not nice. Still, Hashem doesn't talk that bit about them. Still, a nice lashon way Hashem talks about us. The siv it says nostan. It says they gave for like siv hasriach and they started to smell. But says near the nostan reicha. Rashi says b'samai ozav reichoin hatoyv. Like the good smell left, but doesn't say that the bad smell came. It just says in a nice way that the good smell went away. So even though now Hashem is talking bad about Klai Yisrael, but he talks the Lashon of Chavibus a nice way, and not in the mean, bad Lashon of Esriach. Tana Rabbanu learned like this, Hanelovim, people that get, people embarrass them. V'yeinam ovim, but they don't return the embarrassing. They take what people rank them out, and they don't answer back. Real shomim cheposim, they hear the way people embarrass them. V'yein meshivim, and they don't answer back to the embarrassment. And oisim miyavu, they do mitzvahs because of love. Usmeichim b'yisurim, and they're happy. Even if Hashem gives them yisurim, still they're happy. Rashi says, oisim mitzvahs miyavu samokim. For lo lito schav, lo miyus peronis, not time to receive reward. But they do the mitzvahs because they love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is aleim akosu veim, such a person, the Pasuk says, These are the people that Hashem really love. Now, my prusbel. What's this lashon of prusbel? So Amar Rav Chizkiya Chizkiya says, prus, buli, ubuti. Prus, such as takona. This was a law about buli, ubuti. About the rich and the poor. What does that mean? Buli, elo,